This is Mark Victor Hansen on behalf of myself and Robert G. Allen, and I just got done talking with him for the last hour about something else. He's down in Santa Vive, which is a health clinic where he's had everything from chelation therapy to mud baths to colonics. He is rejuvenating his whole body, more than you probably wanted to know for 2 weeks. But after his accident, he wanted to make sure that he was 100% solid so that we hit our goal of this decade. As you know, with the 1 Minute Millionaire, we're going to create 1 million new millionaires that all have $1 million to give back to their church equivalently or their charity. And if you've gone to our website, Millionaire Hall of Fame lately, our students are up $250 million in the last 90 days. And I didn't look at it today, but as of Friday when I looked at it, they've given away way over $5 million. And knowing that most of them are dealing in equity products, so they'll give it on the way out. So we are elated, excited, pinching ourselves, and over the top with glee and excitement, happiness, and we're thankful for you, and we know that it's called a good beginning, and by the end of the year, we are now predicting that our students will be up over $1 billion. As you know, we have not only my telephone call, these Millionaire Success Strategy calls every Monday night. We've got a superstar guest I'm excited to introduce you to in a minute, but we have 7 forms of learning. Next weekend on the 29th, 30th, May 1st and 2nd, Bob and I are teaching and we're videotaping a lot of the stuff that's going into our next book, The Last Minute Millionaire. We're still looking for the 101 stories that we want, like the guy who invented GPS and the guy who did Post-it notes and the guy who invented the rearview mirror and all kinds of cool stuff. Some of you know stories that we don't know, and we are going to have a contest, and it's even going to have a financial stipend for some of you coming down the line, just because we think it's so exciting that every one of us had a piece of string in our hand, but Bob and I have matrixed the whole house, and one guy went through, a dentist, found that string, called it dental floss, and has made $2 billion, and I've met him. And I think we're in the most exciting time in human history for prosperity. We need more of it, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. With that, I'm going to introduce our celebrity guest, who I dearly love and appreciate. This guy's name is Joe Polish. He and I have known each other for a long time. He owns a great, great company in Phoenix, Arizona called Piranha Marketing. He's going to do his story at a little bit more length, but in a very abbreviated form. A couple of years ago, he was making about $2,000 a month, as I recall it, and financially essentially upside down. Got into studying self-help books, tapes, seminars, learned marketing, has turned it around, has built this company, Piranha Marketing, which has got a brand new tape coming up by Nightingale Conant, but better than that, he has done what I teach, which is grow rich in a niche. He is taking over the whole carpet cleaning niche, and then he's taken over from there and line extended it to 7 others. I am so ecstatically excited about him. I have a mega marketing seminar coming up. If you go to markvictorhansen.com, you can check it out. But it's at the end of August, and we got Joe as one of our celebrity speakers. With that, I welcome my dear friend, Joe Polish.
Thank you very much, Mark. And I just want to say thanks for letting me participate in this and share stuff with your group. I'm always happy to do it, and thank you very much.
Well, we do each other's interview. Would you mind starting by giving your 90-second elevator speech and tell them mostly your business? I don't want you being born at a young age. I want you to take it away. You're struggling, and then all of a sudden you get the light, get illuminated, get enlightened, and rock it.
Well, I'll actually tell my story going back to 1990. Yeah, I'm going to make a correction. You said a couple of years ago I was making $2,000 a month. That was more like about 12 years ago.
Okay.
And of course, that's not what you meant. That was this accidental thing. But basically, back in 1990, I started a carpet cleaning business, and I was not making any money, and I had no clue what I was doing. And I had a lot of things happen, including meeting people like you and meeting Robert and just, series of events. But, in a nutshell, I'll tell the quick version of my story, then I'll go back and give some lessons and things that I think will be helpful to all the listeners. I started out as a dead-broke carpet cleaner, making about $2,000 a month, and literally by applying direct response marketing, which there's a method of it I call ELF, which is ELF marketing, stands for easy, lucrative, and fun, which I'll share with everyone tonight. I was able to turn that business around in about a six-month period to making $2,000 a month to making over $12,000 a month, and in the process, I packaged up some of the strategies, tools, methodologies, processes, and sold them to other people in the carpet cleaning industry. industry, and they in turn were getting the same results as I was, and so it dawned on me that, wow, I've actually made a discovery that could help a lot of people in their business. And since that time, I've turned it into a publishing company. We've been a $1 million plus a year company for several years now. I've got licensees in 10 other industries, including pest control, florists, painting, printing, heating, air conditioning, auto sales, a variety of industries. I have all kinds of clients and all kinds of industries, from financial planning to real estate to chiropractic, that listen to my tapes, interviews, come to seminars and things like that. But I will say that I started off with no idea or inkling that I would ever get into the teaching business and even doing things like this or publishing tapes or writing books. It actually happened by accident. I learned marketing not because I wanted to ever sell books and tapes and courses to people. I learned it because I needed to eat and I didn't have any money and I was living off credit cards. So I am truly a convert of my own system. And kind of that's where I am today in the present. I'm still learning all the time. I'm a huge believer in getting mentors and going to seminars and reading books and doing just like everyone's doing today, getting on the line and listening to other people that have wisdom and knowledge. And so before I get into telling kind of my story, how it started and what's instructional about that, I just want to make a distinction that I've been thinking about a lot lately. And in this day and age, we are really overwhelmed with a lot of information. Not everybody, but most people that I talk to feel like there's just so much stuff. You know, email, the internet, books, tape, courses. Who do we listen to? This guru's telling us this. This guru's telling us that. And there's a big difference between wisdom versus data. You know, there's a lot of data available in the world. And in order to assimilate it all, it's absolutely impossible. And so what people really want to look for is people that can give them wisdom versus data. Because my belief is that nobody really wants to read books. Nobody wants to go to seminars. Nobody wants to be involved in a coaching program or become part of, you know, listen to a teleseminar. You know, that's not what everyone really wants to do. I mean, there's a certain enjoyment that comes from that for some people, and I have that also. But what people are really looking for in their life is they're looking for results. And in order to get results, you need to get capabilities. And this is a capability program. What you do, Mark, what Bob does, the seminars, the coaching, the mentoring, those give people capabilities. And this is the same process that I went through when I was dead broke, living off credit cards as a carpet cleaner, in order to be what I am today. I mean, now I have, you know, I know all kinds of famous people. I've interviewed some of the greatest people in the world, including you, great mentors. I just got back from a two-day consultation with a client of mine, a guy by the name of Bill Phillips, who wrote the book Body for Life. I've been working with Bill since 1996, and I hadn't seen him in a while, and I went up there and did some consulting with him. And, you know, you meet all kinds of interesting people.
Tell him what he gave you for the first time for making him have a company that could sell for $1 billion.
Yeah, well, a few years ago, actually in 1999, as a gift, he gave me a brand new convertible Jaguar as a thank you for helping him and his business, which in turn I drove around for a little while, and then I decided to re-gift it to my own clients. I do high-end seminars for my Piranha members in the carpet cleaning industry, and I hold contests every year. And so I started a contest very similar to the physique transformation contest that I would help Bill with in that industry. He had a magazine called Muscle Media, and he founded a company called EAS, which sells nutritional supplements, Myoplex, and various other things. He was the first guy that ever brought creatine to the marketplace. And so he had given me this Jaguar convertible as a gift. And so I have these contests now called Better Your Best that I do for my carpet cleaners, that whoever build their businesses most successfully and improve their profits, improve their advertising. And I gave away the Jaguar to a guy by the name of Dave Kiter, who lives in a real small town with 28,000 people called Kearney, Nebraska. And that was in 2002. And then in last year, I gave away a brand new Hummer. And this year, we're giving away either a choice of a Porsche Boxster or a brand new Corvette. So those are all strategic byproducts of me learning marketing. And if anybody met me in person, I mean, there's nothing special about me. I don't have any advantages that anyone else in the line does or does not have. It's just really getting access to people that could help me with where it is that I wanted to go, give me some direction, give me some confidence, give me some capabilities, and I just go for it. You know, all you need is a drive, a burning desire, and the ability to execute, and you can really alter your life and change it in a lot of great ways. So, you want me to tell my story, Mark, kind of about how I made the big transition, one of the first things that happened to me?
I want to do that, and then we got to go right to direct response marketing because you're the master maestro.
Okay, what happened? Let's kind of go back to early 1990s. I was 2 years in my carpet cleaning business. I was living off of credit cards. I had gotten training. I'd gotten certified. I was reading the industry trade magazines every month. I was putting out flyers and all kinds of ads, predominantly based on price, because that's all I knew. And I thought that's all that people used to make a buying decision was how much do you charge. And I was just sick and tired of the carpet cleaning business because it's really hard manual labor. And it's, you know, it's hard enough cleaning carpets when you're making money. It's especially difficult when you're dead broke and living off credit cards. You know, working really hard in being broke is, you know, like double dumb. But anyway, so I'm out there doing this and just kind of sick of it. And I have a friend from high school who invites me to go jet skiing. And I decided to go with him after he told me the guy that owned the jet skis was this multi-million-dollar real estate investor. And so I figured, well, maybe I could talk to this guy and he could give me some suggestions on what kind of business to go into, because I certainly wasn't making any money in my carpet cleaning business. And so I sit down with this guy during this jet ski trip when I had a chance to on a tailgate of a pickup truck. And I said, you know, I have a carpet cleaning company, and I've been doing it for a couple of years, but I'm not doing as well as I'd like, and I hear you do really well, and I'd like to get some suggestions from you on maybe another business I could go into where I could make a lot of money. And he said, well, is there anyone in your industry that's making a lot of money? And I said, well, there's a couple people in the Phoenix area, which is where I live. I live in Tempe, Arizona, and that's where our offices are. And he said, well, you know, if there's other people in the industry that are making money and you're not, there's nothing wrong with your industry. There's something wrong with you. And I said, well, no, you don't understand. I've gotten certified. I'm honest. I'm ethical. I don't rip people off. There's people in the carpet cleaning industry that do bait and switch. I do a really good job, blah, 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 blah. And he said to me, he goes, you know, you're like most people. You think that the grass is always greener on the other side, and that if you're not doing as well as you'd like in your current industry, that you're just going to go into something else, and all of a sudden that's going to make you wealthy. And he said, you don't have a business, young man. You have a job. And what you need to do is you need to learn fundamental business rules and learn how to make business work. Because if you are not making the business work now, what's going to happen if you go into another business is you're going to repeat the same bad business habits that have caused you to fail in your current business. And he goes, what you need to do is learn how to make your business work. And after you've learned fundamentals on how to make it work, then you can take that to any business or any opportunity you'd ever want the rest of your life, and you'd have success in those areas. And so that hit me like a ton of bricks. I mean, he didn't tell me what I wanted to hear. He told me what I needed to hear. And so I left that trip with this thought that, you know, he's absolutely right. There's other people that are having success in this business, and they're doing things in a certain way, and I'm not doing those things. So what are those things? And he didn't really tell me what I needed either. I mean, he gave me an idea. He gave me a place to start. It was up to me to put my mental resources together and say, okay, what's the next step? And the problem I really had was a marketing problem. I knew how to clean carpets. I was delivering a quality service. I was a good person. I wasn't out there scamming people, you know, and I actually hate people that rip people off. I've been on television 4 different times, including ABC's 2020 with Barbara Walters and Arnold Diaz doing bait and switch sting operations, exposing, you know, unethical companies. So I'm a big believer in, you know, the most ethical marketing in the world is also the most effective marketing in the world. But he didn't show me how to market my business or even bring that up. But that's what I eventually learned after reading. One of the first books that I read was by our friend, you know, Michael Gerber, who wrote a book called The E-Myth. And that didn't give me a marketing solution, but what it got me thinking about was Michael talks about systems. And I thought to myself, if there's any system in business that you could replicate and make robotic without having to rely on human beings in order to work, what would be the most useful thing to systemize in business? And to me, it was marketing. That if I could figure out how to replicate my sales system, so I could actually be selling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week without being present, that would be really cool. And so I started studying a lot of marketing books, starting with people like Gary Halbert and my friend Dan Kennedy, and I started going to a lot of seminars. And I started doing all this stuff when I was broke. I mean, I remember going to my very first marketing seminar. I spent $2,000 on credit cards to go to a marketing seminar, thinking, oh my God, you know, am I going to learn anything? And that's where it all started. And since that time, people ask me, where'd you get your marketing education? And I say, well, I'm self-taught, just like Abe Lincoln. I've spent over $500,000 on my marketing education, and for the last decade or more, I've spent many, you know, hundreds, thousands of hours reading, studying, testing, trying things in all kinds of different areas. And so everything that I'll talk about tonight and share with everyone, you know, I'm not going to give you any theoretical stuff. I do everything that I tell other people to do day in, day out in a real business, and it works. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Give us what you did. Now, how do you build a replicatable sales system that works 24/7?
Okay. One of the very first things I did was first learn that the difference between selling and marketing is selling is what you do when you're face-to-face or on the phone with somebody. You know, if you're trying to do a cold call is a selling process. Telemarketing is a selling process. Handing out business cards, that's a selling process. Marketing is what you do to get somebody on the phone or face-to-face with you. And if you do your marketing right, the only people that you end up talking to are people that, and I'd like everyone to write this down. This is kind of an important distinction of what marketing is. And I want everyone to write this down also. Write down, marketing is the quickest path to the sale. I love that. I've asked a lot of great marketers what their definition of marketing is, and it's the quickest path to the sale. And going back to, you know,
is
marketing.
Is that your line, Joel?
No. Actually, I can't remember. I think that came from John Carlton, a copywriter that I've interviewed. I have a program called the Genius Network Interview Series, and I've interviewed over 100 people, including I've interviewed you twice, Mark, which are fabulous interviews. But I've interviewed some of the top marketers in the world, and I always ask them, what's your definition of marketing? And that's one of my favorites, is the quickest path to the sale. And so what I was wanting everyone to write down is, if you do your marketing right, the only people that you end up spending your time talking to are people that are pre-qualified, predisposed, and I'll repeat these, pre-interested, and pre-motivated to do business with you. Again, you talk to people that are pre-qualified, predisposed, pre-interested, and pre-motivated to do business with you. So then the question is, well, how do we do that? And the majority of marketing that you see out there is what's referred to as image or institutional. Anyone that's ever studied marketing, this is kind of like marketing 101. You know, people run an ad that just says name, rank, serial number. They'll hand out a business card that doesn't explain anything about what their service does. They don't educate people in any way. And when I was first starting in my carpet cleaning business, I would just run ads, put out flyers that were nothing more than blown up versions of a business card. Name of my company, what I did, and a phone number. And marketing, really what marketing is there's a couple of elements to it. It's what the message is that you're putting out to the marketplace and who you're putting that message out to. So it's what you're communicating and who you're communicating it to. And if you think of it that way, then it makes what some people consider a complex subject of, you know, how do you sell, how do you market, and it makes it simple. So just think about, what is the message and who am I communicating the message to? And what I learned is that by improving the message, that you can dramatically improve the results. For instance, if people are just out handing out business cards, you can dramatically improve your business just by having a better message on your business card. If you're running a Yellow Page ad, you can create results 10 times better with the same amount of space with just improving the message. The difference between a $1 bill and a $100 bill is the message on the paper. Same paper, same ink, different message. $100, $1. And so that's the way that people actually need to look at how they're going to communicate to the marketplace. And so to give you some examples of 24-hour recorded messages and consumer awareness guides, these are some of the things that I use. So let me give a couple of examples of what those are. I started running an ad in the Yellow Pages, one of my very first, very effective promotions that said, is a tiny little ad that says, warning, don't call any carpet cleaner until you listen to this 24-hour free recorded message. Learn how to avoid 4 carpet cleaning ripoffs and 7 questions to ask a carpet cleaner before you invite them into your home. Call anytime, 24 hours a day. If people want magic words that they can put in any of their ads or promotions, free recorded message. People may have seen this before. If they don't use it themselves in their own business, I can guarantee that they are not leveraging themselves at the level that they could be.
Repeat it one more time just so everyone got it.
Free recorded message. You want to put that in, you want to put it on the back of your business cards, you want to put it in your ads, you want to put it in your brochures, on postcards and sales letters, even on your website. All of the different forms of media that are out there in order to promote yourself, if you can improve the message, you'll improve the results, you'll improve the profits. And another great benefit of using this type of marketing is that it saves an enormous amount of time. That's why I call it ELF marketing. In my new Nightingale Conant program that's coming out, which is simply titled Piranha Marketing, that is done with myself and my vice president of marketing here, Mr. Tim Paulson, who used to be vice president for the monstrous hair club for men with Cy Sperling. Me and Tim are going to be speaking at your event coming up later this year, Mark, so I want to mention Tim, but we just did this whole program for Nightingale Conant, which is coming out literally in just a couple of weeks. And what we talk about on the program is that in our experience, in the last 10 years, this is my 10th anniversary year that I've had Piranha Marketing as a marketing business. We've done, multiple large seminars, big events, coaching programs, reached tens of thousands of people. And we've found that there's two types of ways that people market and run their businesses. There's ELF, which is easy, lucrative, and fun, and then there's a half business, which is hard, annoying, lame, and frustrating. And I make a determination before I decide to do any type of marketing campaign or promotion that, okay, if I'm going to get into this business, if I'm going to get into this type of campaign, is this ELF? Is it easy? Is it lucrative? And is it fun? Because there's a lot of opportunities in the world right now. I mean, this is the greatest time to take advantage of all the opportunities that we have, especially, in the wonderful capitalistic countries where we have freedoms and we can be entrepreneurial. And there's a lot of things that are lucrative, but they're not easy and they're not fun. They're hard and they're annoying and they're frustrating. And so you could also have a hard, annoying, lucrative and frustrating business, but most people, if they're not even making any money, it's just lame. And so with using things like a free recorded message, you've set up a system that sells for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never complains about a headache, and always delivers a perfect sales message. And one of the first things that I did that, I didn't change the way I was cleaning carpets. I didn't do anything but change the message that I was putting out into the marketplace. And so when people would listen to the 24-hour free recorded message, they would learn things that they didn't know that they didn't know. And every single person on the call tonight that's listening, they sell something, because nothing in this world is made without a sale being made. Somebody is selling something. A doctor sells medical care. A model sells beauty. I sell books, tapes, courses, seminars. A carpet cleaner sells carpet cleaning services. Dog groomer sells dog grooming. I mean, there's not a human being out there that lives in a capitalistic society that doesn't make revenue selling something. So whatever it is that you're selling, you got to think about, okay, how can I take the message and get it out to people and do it in a robotic fashion? So free recorded messages is one way. Another thing that I did right in the very beginning is I put together a thing called a consumer guide to carpet cleaning. And this would apply to any industry. A consumer guide to eating at a Chinese restaurant. It could be about any subject. A consumer guide to choosing the right chiropractor. Consumer guide to hiring a financial planner. And so I put this little guide together And it was simply things like how to avoid 4 carpet cleaning ripoffs, 6 costly misconceptions about carpet cleaning, 7 questions ask a carpet cleaner before you invite him into your home. I had this one chapter called Crawling Critters and Crud, a guide to the slime, grime, and livestock that's seeping, creeping, and galloping through your carpets. And I would just put all this information in there.
Do that again. That languaging was so good. Repeat it.
Crawling Critters and Crud, a guide to the slime, grime, and livestock that's seeping, creeping, and galloping through your carpets. And so, actually, if people want to read it, they can go to ethicalservices.com, ethicalservices.com, which ABC 2020 is actually featured on their website. And it's a whole listing of carpet cleaners. And although I know this call has absolutely nothing to do with carpet cleaning, that's an area where you can actually read my consumer guide to how to choose a carpet cleaner. And it has every carpet cleaner in America that's listed available to help consumers choose an ethical carpet cleaner, and that's the consumer guide that's listed up there that gives people recommendations on how to do it. So, you know, this has been used by all over the place, hundreds of companies that are part of my organization that use education-based marketing, use a consumer guide. The point behind it, though, is that everybody would be very well served to put together a consumer guide for their business, and it doesn't have to be called a consumer guide. It could be, you know, a free report on how to do X. What it is it's just an educational guide that educates people on why they should do business with you, how to choose someone in your industry, and then you're not in the position of selling people. You're in the position of giving them value, educating them, telling them things that no one else is telling them. And when you do that for people, people look to you as, well, man, I trust this company, because why would they be giving me this information on how to choose this type of company if they weren't trustworthy? And I want everyone to remember that the big question mark that's in everyone's head, including everyone on the line, including my head, including your head right now, Mark, whenever we're going out looking to buy something, going to a movie, eating at a restaurant, making a purchase from somebody, hiring a doctor, we all have this question mark in our head: is who can I trust? All human beings are walking around the world thinking, who can I trust? And when you can convey your message in a way that establishes trust and rapport and believability in yourself, that's when people will do business with you. That's when people will buy things from you. That's when people will decide to go out to dinner with you. That's when, if you ask someone out on a date, you know, there needs to be a certain level of rapport and trust before someone's going to say yes. And selling is no different. Selling is like seduction. I mean, you got to make people interested. You got to give them a reason to want to do business with you, because if you don't, then you're stuck with where most businesses are stuck. They're in the commodity world, and they're selling everything based on price. And when my clientele, when my prospects would listen to my free recorded messages, read my consumer awareness guides, they would call my office pre-qualified, pre-interested, pre-motivated, and predisposed to doing business with me because of the free recorded message, the consumer guide, the free reports, the marketing ads would do all of the selling and the qualifying in advance, and it would sift, sort, and screen people, and the tire kickers, the people that were only concerned with price, would get lost robotically without me having to spend any time talking to them, and then the people that were genuinely interested in quality service, which they clearly knew I offered because I established that in my educational materials, would call up and not ask the famous question that everybody usually gets, which is, how much do you charge? They would call up and ask, when can we hire you? When can you do the job? I want to do business with you. I trust you, because through my marketing, I establish trust, and that's why I call it easy, lucrative, and fun, because that's the best way to market yourself. Does that make sense?
Totally, totally.
And I know you, of course, Mark. I'm kind of saying that, you know.
Well, you know, I know you get that. Pretty quick here. I got to let everyone else ask you the questions, but what happened on your telephone calls that were a replicatable system that got them to listen? What did you say?
I would simply, we would run ads with headlines like, how to choose a carpet cleaner, call and listen to this 24-hour recorded message, and it would be the same information that I would put in print. 6 costly misconceptions about carpet cleaning. And let me just take carpet cleaning out of there, because I know that there may be people listening going, well, I'm not in the carpet cleaning business, so how does this apply to me? I sell diamonds. You know, I own a jewelry store. I'm a financial planner. I'm a book author. How does this apply to me? You know, you just change the words carpet cleaning. See, when people would read six costly misconceptions about carpet cleaning, they didn't know that there were six costly misconceptions about carpet cleaning. So say you own a dry cleaning plant, six costly misconceptions about dry cleaning. Say you own a landscape company, seven questions ask a landscaper before you ever hire them. I mean, so I would just literally give bullet points of things that consumers didn't know that they didn't know. How to avoid four carpet cleaning ripoffs. Maybe in someone's industry there's only two ripoffs. But everyone has an industry where someone's scamming somebody, where somebody's really not giving complete information, where they may have a competitor that sells a cheaper product, but you have a more expensive product, and you need to establish the difference. Because people don't buy based on price. They only buy based on price when they think everything is equal. And if you've got a superior product, then why on earth would you compete on price when you can educate people and just attract the type of people that you'd want? So I would take the same information that I would put into a free recorded message format, and I would put it into a print format, and now we put it onto a website format. You know, if anyone goes to my websites, I have a website, www.thegeniusnetwork.com. They'll see examples of how I use educational marketing in order to, you know, acquire prospects and get people interested in what it is we do. And it's totally robotic, and it's applicable to any industry, no matter what somebody sells.
Quickly, before I let the people start asking questions, because I can hear all their questions and their minds are rolling, tell them all the businesses that you do.
All the different types of industries I'm in?
Yep.
Okay. Home remodeling. My primary business is a coaching, mentoring, newsletter, training business where we do seminars. I have 4,000 members of Piranha Marketing that are in the cleaning industry. I have licensees in home remodeling, pest control, jewelry, painting, florists, auto sales. Did I already say heating, air conditioning? Clients in the nutrition field, in the chiropractic field, in the real estate field. In a couple of weeks, we're actually going to have on my JoePolish.com website a section called Joe Polish Recommends. And people can click on the Joe Polish Recommends section, and I'm going to have a whole list. My web guy's actually building it behind the scenes right now, where all the different industries and people that I work in are going to be listed there, and all the resources and stuff. But, you know, I have people that listen to my Genius Network interviews that are in every, you know, country around the world that are in all kinds of different industries, from, you know, business to small mom and pops to people that run, you know, $100 million plus a year businesses. So it works in all kinds of different industries. And I also have a program that we do through Strategic Coach called the Marketing Maximization Program, which is for people that earn a net income of a minimum of $200,000 a year. And it's $1,000 a month to be part of a coaching program that I do through that, but that's only for people that are in that program that earn a net income of $200,000 a year. But, you know, I teach everything from one-person operators to people that have, you know, 1,000 employees, and it's all based on the premise of use ELF marketing in your business and educate consumers, guarantee your work, wow clientele, and if you do that, you'll build referrals, you'll build repeat business, you'll have, I teach people don't sell a transaction, sell a relationship, and selling is not an event, it's a process, and that's what the chain is only as strong as the weakest link. That's why right from the very get-go, when you put a message out to the marketplace, you want to baby step people through to establish the trust and give them tremendous value, and if you do that right and you care about people, they will reward you by giving you money. And last thing I'll say before you open up the lines, Mark, is that my good friend Dan Sullivan really talks a lot about value creation. And money earned ethically in the world is a byproduct of value creation. All of the money that anyone on the line is going to make is in the future of people that are going to be your clients that you're going to serve. And if you do a great job of doing that, you can become a millionaire, and if you don't, you can constantly have a question mark in your head like, well, why is this guy doing well and I'm not? And that has a lot to do with integrity and character and methodology, you know, having access and using the right tools.
Well, before I – okay, thank you. I got a lot of questions myself, but explain direct response marketing. You and I know it, but most of them don't. Give the top couple, 3 or 4 points, if you don't mind.
Okay. The real simple way to look at it is image advertising or institutional advertising is designed to get your name out there, to create name recognition. That's what a lot of advertisers sell, and there's a lot of people that are advertising victims. I mean, the Yellow Page rep that really doesn't know anything about how to write an effective ad but knows a lot about how to sell an ad advertising space to a consumer, they'll usually recommend image advertising or institutional, which is really just name recognition using your logo, getting a message out there. Direct response not only has you get your message out there, but it's designed to get a response back. So to look at direct responses, every type of message that you put out to the marketplace is designed to get people to respond. There's absolutely no reason to run an ad, write a sales letter, put up a website, or do any sort of promotion just to have a presence, just to get your name out there. I mean, you can't go to the bank and deposit name recognition. If you think your logo is important or you think your company name is important, if you're Coca-Cola or Kraft or a bit McDonald's, then having name recognition is important. If you're a small company in a small town and no one ever has seen your logo before and you don't have, you know, millions of dollars to spend on radio and television advertising, then you need to do direct response advertising, which is very powerful, very effective, and every message you communicate is designed to get people to either call a recorded message, call and request to have a consumer awareness guide sent to them, or give them reasons why they should call and hire you and do business with you, not just to get your name out there. And so that's what direct response is. Get your message out there and get a response back.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the presentation mode. Take us off presentation mode. You get to ask a question, but you've got to get acknowledged first. You've got to give me your name and tell me where you're from. You get to ask my friend Joe a question.
Yes, go ahead. I'll take the guy from Utah.
No. 1 second. The man's voice I heard from Utah, I think.
Yeah, this is Tim.
Hi, Tim.
From Utah. My question is, who do you recommend for using as a 1-800 number so people can call in for the direct response?
My favorite company, there's several that I use, but the one that I recommend all the time is Automatic Response Technologies, and their website is automaticresponse.com. And I will actually, let's see if I can pull up their information. I'll give you a phone number here in just a moment. But I use Automatic Response Technologies. There's a lot of different companies that do it. They actually, their phone number is 888-408-4222. Again, 888-408-4222. And when you call, ask to speak with Jeff Troyer. They're a fantastic company. And tell them that you heard about this from a Mark Victor Hansen, Joe Polish call, and because they may get bombarded with calls, and I want to definitely make sure that they know that.
Our friend. Let me just add one other thing, and this wasn't a question I was asking, but on any of your 800 or 888 or 866 or 877 numbers, my recommendation, I think Joe will go with me, is make it a vanity number, meaning that when the guy came out with 800 flowers, the average husband goes home and says, oh my God, it's our anniversary, and hits himself in the head and dials his cell phone, and the guy made $200 million the first year. Our number is 800 Suit Book, and when I'm on radio shows doing interviews, you know, 20 or so a month, we can get 58 to a couple 158. We've got up to 6,000 telephone calls from that because it's easy to remember and dial into your phone. You agree, Joe?
Absolutely, and it's funny you say that, Mark, because in my carpet cleaning business, I actually I got a phone number. I had to clean this huge building that took almost 2 days. It was 20,000 square feet of carpet in order for these people to turn over a phone number that spelled "We Clean." I loved it, and so I put on the side of my van, "We Clean." And, you know, I even have carpet cleaners all over the world. They put free recorded messages on the side of their van, big headlines that say "the most thorough carpet cleaning ever" or "it's free." There's not a phone book in any major city in the United States where there's not one of my clients that is running one or multiple examples of my free recorded message and lead generation ads. So, I mean, everything that I'm talking about is in, like, every major city in the United States, in phone books, and you can do it in, you know, every type of media that's out there, flyers, newspapers, Valpak-type coupons. I mean, all this works, and I agree with what you just said, Mark. Anytime you can get a vanity number, very powerful. And the distinction I want to make is that a free recorded message number is going to be different than your regular telephone line, and you're going to make it very clear that you have a separate office number versus a free recorded message line. You actually want people to know that it's purely set up for you to, you know, for them to get information anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they don't have to worry about someone trying to sell them or talking to a salesperson. It's purely just designed to educate people.
Good.
So thanks for your question, Tim.
Next question.
This is Heidi from Los Angeles.
Heidi.
Hey, Heidi.
How are you? Joe, great. This is so great. I'm working with a non-tangible.
That's correct.
Which is what?
Which is actually a personal finance education employee benefit, and yet we're selling it individually individual sale, which is actually to consumer. But my question to you is B2B, business to business, selling to corporate America. How would you use this? I think the 24 hours system can be used effectively, and also to get out to the corporate world, dealing with, you know, emails and or faxes. Do you have an idea of another method that I can attract clients corporately and in a more pre-qualified way, rather than just having telemarketers on the phone calling into human resources, if you will?
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in paper and ink, and so you can send a letter, a personal letter to, you know, the big wig. I mean, I've done things as crazy as, you know, one of the strategies that we use is if we want to get into a big corporate building is to find who's the president and send a shoe. And this is actually something I think I first got from my friends, the Anton Brothers, way back when. Remember those guys, Mark?
Yep.
And
we're doing lumpy mail ourselves right now.
Oh, good, good. So, you know, it's where, you know, we send a shoe to somebody with a note that says, you know, dear Mr. Bigwig, I have something really important that I wanted to share with you, and I wanted to send you a shoe, and when we meet, I'll send you the other shoe, or when you call. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy things to do, but the thing I want you to understand is what you want to enter a conversation that's already existing in your client's mind. That is a line that came out of the Robert Collier letter book. What are people thinking that are in that business that you're trying to target and you're trying to penetrate? And you send them a letter that says, you know, I've recently written a free report on how to, you know, whatever your process is, and I'd be happy to send this to you. Whenever you can get people to raise their hand and ask you to send them something or to sell, you know, come and give you a presentation versus you going after them, it's what Dan Kennedy calls being a welcome guest versus an annoying pest. So the one thing that you can control, however you're selling, business to business, nonprofit, you know, intangibles, a widget you hold in your hand, whatever it is you want to set up the positioning so they come to you asking to be sold versus you going after them. It's a much different sale when you can have people ask you to send them information. If you look at infomercials where they say, call and request this video, you know, all they're doing is they're lead generating. They're just getting the client to ask to be sold versus saying, you really need this, buy it. And so that changes the whole positioning. But you can still use free recorded messages. You can send audio brochures to people if you just want to put it on a tape or put it on an audio. You can put together a free report. And another thing that I want to recommend that you use, this applies to everybody. Some of the best sales copy that you could ever use. Copy is very important. Words on paper, how you say things, how you articulate things is very important. And some of the most useful selling weaponry, ammunition that we have in our business is never that something that we create or that we hire a copywriter to write. It's written by your own existing clients. So talk to people that love what it is you do, that have had great experiences with what it is you do. Have them write you a testimonial and give you permission to use it in your marketing efforts. And so if you're in a particular industry, then you just have someone else that's in that similar business that has done business with you write a great testimonial, and you send that to people that are similar to them. You know, if you're trying to sell something to dentists, it's really good to have testimonials from four dentists talking about how great your product or service or process is. So really rely on the social proof of your happy clients. You can use that. You can never have enough testimonials to utilize in your marketing.
Okay, Joe, let's do the next question, please.
Daniel from Brooklyn.
But your first name from Brooklyn?
Yes, sir, Daniel.
Go,
hey, Daniel.
This may not actually be a question for you, but I'm doing fundraising for a nonprofit, an animal shelter here in Brooklyn.
I just love
to hear. And I'd like to get some support on how to actually get them sponsorship from corporate heads or from people with more money than individuals.
Okay, so let me see if I got the question right, Mark. I'll ask you if I. So the question was, you're doing a fundraiser for, I believe, an animal shelter,
yep,
and you're trying to go into corporate heads in order to get larger sums of money from people that level. Is that what you heard, Mark?
Yep.
Okay. I would again do this with a letter, a very personal letter sent to the key person in charge. I love the dollar bill letter, you know, from Gary Halbert. If you're trying to go after money and you've got a message, you want to write the message in the most compelling way that you can, and you can do something, test this on a small amount of people and see what kind of response you get. Staple a real dollar bill to the top of the letter and send it out, and it'll say something like, dear friend, as you can see, I've attached a dollar bill to the top of this letter. I've done this for two reasons. One, I have something very important to tell you and needed a powerful way to get your attention. And two, since what I'm writing to you about is how a contribution of money could be a huge benefit to you and to the cause, and then you go on and tell your story. And now, the reason that you do that, the main thing you're trying to accomplish is to get attention. That's what we want to do first and foremost with all of our marketing. It's kind of think of marketing as like the trailer for a movie. You want to put your best stuff first and really get the prospect's attention, because no matter how good your product or service is, what your cause is, what your process is, if you don't get their attention first, then you're not going to be able to get them to do business with you or pay attention to what it is that you're trying to get them to do. So you want to come on, you know, with a really attention-grabbing headline, or you know, something like a grabber, lumpy mail, like Mark referred to earlier, where you actually put in the mail it's lumpy. Because remember that people of America sort their mail out over a wastebasket. They're going to either put it in the APOL, which is, you know, everything that is personal or appears personal, or the BPAW, which is everything that is, you know, clearly junk mail. So, you know, the APAW versus BPAW is something that Gary Halbert would always talk about. And you want to look at every promotion you're doing that way. Make sure it's an important message that's going to get someone's attention, and then convey it that way. And also for you, sir, you can use free recorded messages too, and send out postcards driving people to call a free recorded message to hear all about your nonprofit.
Perfect. Joe, let me hitchhike on that. The top salesman in the world that was one of the guys who trained me, a guy named Ben Feldman, would come into your secretary. What's your secretary's name, Joe?
Eunice.
Okay, I'm trying to get into a cold call, Joe, and I go to Eunice and I say, here's five $100 bills. I want you to take them into Joe and say, I want to buy 5 minutes of his time for five $100 bills. She goes in and says, Joe, here's four $100 bills. The guy outside wants 5 minutes of your time. The point is, he got
that's
the,
great.
And Eunice would never steal the money. I'm teasing there, but he did laugh, so it did work. The point is that he got the $500 back 100% of the time. He got audience with Rich DeVos and Jay Van Anlen. They bought like about $100 million worth of insurance, all for a $500 cold call. Is that good or is that good?
Absolutely. You know, and the thing is, you know, people, you got to remember all of this too. You know, people are just bored to death with it. They're getting the same type of ridiculous promotions and campaigns,
right,
all the time. I mean, you know, when you're putting a campaign out there and you're selling something that you want people to get excited about, you know, the difference between BS and hype is you want to use hype, but to use hype appropriately, hype used ethically means enthusiasm for what it is that you're selling. Put some enthusiasm into your message. You know, people will not allow you to bore them in print or in your advertising or on a website. And the reason that most advertising and marketing and sales efforts fail is because they're horribly boring. All they do is they talk about how great the company owner is or how long the company's been in business, and you need to give people reasons why they should pay attention to you. People are busy. They are overwhelmed with stuff. There's a bazillion marketing messages thrown out there, and if you want to be ahead of the herd, you better have something really useful and very powerful. And believe me, I teach carpet cleaners how to sell a service that nobody wants to buy. Believe me, no one is sitting around around going, wow, I can't wait till my carpet gets dirty so I can just call that carpet cleaner. People love to go to movies, go to restaurants, buy clothes. People hate to go to an auto mechanic, hire a carpet cleaner, go to the dentist. And so if you're in any type of service that people really don't need all that much, but it'll help people, you better package it up and communicate it in a way that's going to make someone take notice of it and want to do business with you. And what better way to do it than do it totally robotically so it's totally non-threatening and people can just, it works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's why you want to rely on marketing and not just sales. Because if you are a real good salesperson, and there's a lot of great salespeople, if you start utilizing marketing like this, not only will it save you a ton of time, but it will enhance all of your sales efforts and all of the sales efforts of your people. So I'm not telling you to quit doing anything that's working for you. We're just, you know, this is about how to enhance everything that you're doing or will be doing in your business.
Perfect. Thanks, Joe. Next question.
Priscilla from Brooklyn.
Barbara from Michigan.
Priscilla from Brooklyn.
Why don't we take the Brooklyn one? Cause,
yeah.
Okay. My name, my name is Priscilla Davis, and we have a knit product. It's called a taxi healer. And my son invented it. He's a taxi driver here in New York.
Uh-huh.
And it's patented and everything, but it's the first of its kind. And we have a website that we put together from Robert Allen's people, but it's just hard getting it out to people.
What are you selling it for?
$10.
This is the sign where you wave to get people to pay attention to you?
Yes, I gave you one more.
Yep, taxi healer. Go ahead, Joe. I want to hear how you're going to sell this.
Well, first off, in a situation like that, if you're only selling a $10 product and the way that you're going to communicate information about it is on a website, I really would suggest you take the sign and send it with a personal letter to radio stations and television stations and get yourself some PR. I mean, I've been on television 4 different times, you know, I've gotten a lot of PR. I mean, I don't know if any of you read Bottom Line Personal. It's the largest consumer newsletter in the world. In the last issue, there was a 2-page article on me, and they actually gave out information on how to choose a carpet cleaner and things like that. So I know how to get PR, and it doesn't matter. You know, that's actually a type of business that lends itself to PR. So I would take this sign. There's a lot of people in probably New York and in Chicago and places where there's a lot of taxi people that could probably offer and sell this for you. And you got to think about if you've got a low price product that's for a specific niche like that. You might want to go to cab companies and see if they will, you know, sell them for you. Work out a joint venture. Sell it to them for $6. Let them sell them for $10. And every time they get someone, you might get them to advertise them for you. I mean, that's off the top of my head. That seems to be the most logical way. Instead of trying to sell onesie, twosie, you know, $10 signs, see if you can
sell hundreds.
Yeah, sell hundreds of them.
And then the other thing is every one of them's got to have an 800 number that they call up, 800. Taxi healer. Okay, next question from Michigan, because we cut Michigan. Your name?
Chris from Michigan.
Take it away, Chris, quick.
Joe, 3 books that have had the biggest impact on your business insight?
Wow, 3 books. Good to Create by Jim Collins is fantastic. Ogilvy on Advertising by David Ogilvy. Everyone should read that, one of the best marketing books. And Scientific Advertising by Claude Hopkins.
Great, every one of them. I endorse them. Next question, please.
Could you repeat those books?
Good to Great, Ogilvy on Advertising. Ogilvy was a guy who did the Rolls-Royce thing that said it's quieter inside the Rolls-Royce and outside. And then Scientific.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, Scientific Advertising by...
We're getting a little bit too much.
Yeah, sorry.
Scientific Advertising. One more time. Those of you that aren't asking a question, I need you to stay on mute if you don't mind. I'm coming out again.
Hi, Matt.
Yes, go ahead.
Matt.
How are you?
Good.
Matt, have you got a question? We're going to, Joe.
Yes.
Gotten a little, too many people took off their mute rather than put it on. So you and I get to finish this call in the last 4 or 5 minutes together. How's that grab you?
That's perfect. Perfect.
Okay. Give 4 or 5 more bullet points of what they can do to become marketing wizards like you, sir.
Okay, well, for one, they can attend seminars and events and campaigns. You know, there's 3 ways to learn in the world. You can learn through the experiences of hard knocks. I mean, you can go out and just try things, fail at things, listen to everyone else in your industry, read industry trade magazines, and copy what everyone else is doing. That's how most people actually learn how to do something in business, or they go to business school. And personally, marketing taught in college, I've never met a college professor that had a marketing degree that I ever felt was really understood marketing, at least my definition of marketing. And, so a lot of people can just go out and do the school of hard knocks. Another more effective way to learn is learn through the experiences of other people. Buy their books, participate in their seminars, be part of a teleseminar or a coaching program. Like all of you right now, you're just learning through the experiences of other people. I mean, I'm not all that bright. I do have a lot of knowledge in the area of marketing because that's where I spend all my time. So obviously that's why Mark is talking with me about marketing. So when you listen to Mark, read Mark's books, read Robert Allen's books, you're learning through the experiences of those individuals. That's a very effective way to learn. And the third way to learn is once you learn something, you teach it to other people. That's why I got into teaching, because it's just you find something you're passionate about, you really enjoy it, you teach it to other people. And good, effective selling, in my opinion, is really nothing more than teaching people. You go out and you say, I've got this, it helps you do this. You are in the problem-solving business when you're a business person, when you're a marketer, and realize that other people's bad news is your good news. You have to always be on the lookout for where is their pain, and do I have a solution, and how do I package it and communicate it in a way where people will actually pay me money to make their problem go away. Because being an entrepreneur is the greatest thing in the world, and you want to learn how to package and sell what it is that you do and what you're unique at, because that's how you deliver value to other people.
Talk about being an entrepreneur and why it's been good to you and all the benefits, the glowing benefits, quickly.
Well, all the contacts. I mean, you know, how would I be hanging out with a guy like Mark Victor Hansen if I wasn't, you know, had such a drive to, you know, constantly improve? Being an entrepreneur allows me to, you know, take ideas in my creativity and just, you know, utilize it every day. I mean, it's almost like being a different type of an artist, because you're always taking concepts and ideas and you're able to apply them. And there's no ceiling to your income when you're an entrepreneur. You know, as Dan Sullivan says, there's two types of economies. There's the time and effort economy, where you get paid, you know, for an hourly fee, and then there's a results economy. And when you're an entrepreneur and you do it right, you live in the results economy, and that allows you to never have a ceiling on your income. You get paid as well as the results that you produce for other people, and it, you know, I love it. And I never got into being an entrepreneur because I wanted to make money. I got into being an entrepreneur. I thought it was about making money, but what I discovered is by being an entrepreneur, what we really all want is we want freedom. We want independence. We want freedom from people telling us what to do and when to do it. We want freedom to go on the vacations that we want, buy the education for the children that we want, quality relationships, that type of stuff. So, you know, being an entrepreneur is all about freedom and independence, not about making money.
Perfect. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mark.
As we finish here, what's the most important thought and idea that you can leave with everybody? And we got to give your website one more time. First, give your website and your phone number, and then we'll conclude. And by the way, it's The Genius Network, in case anyone went to Genius Network.
Yeah, thegeniusnetwork.com. And, you know, let me say something real quick on that, and then I'll give the last thing. If anyone would like to, everything that I sell is really niche-specific, but I do have one program called the Genius Network Interview Series, and where I interview phenomenally bright, intelligent people and bring their wisdom to people. It's my lowest-priced product, too. I charge $25 a month for it, plus, $4.95 shipping and handling, so it's only $29.95 a month, less than $1 a day. And I've interviewed Mark Victor Hansen twice. I've interviewed Robert Allen. And anyone that would like to subscribe to this, I will send you my interview with Mark absolutely free, and I'll also send you a interview sort of product that I created called Barriers to Success, which is a special audio CD that I did for my Marketing Maximization Program, which is a $1,000 a month coaching program for entrepreneurs who make over $200,000 a year. And what's special about this interview is that I cover what every business owner feels or comes to me with. These are barriers to using this type of marketing. How do I make it work? How does it apply to my business? So if you want to get this interview free and my interview with Mark, just call up and subscribe. You can call my assistant Eunice at 480- 480-858-0008, 480-858-0008, or visit my website at www.thegeniusnetwork.com. And make sure you mention this call with Mark so that you get those free bonuses, and I'll do that for everybody. And the thing I want everybody remember is ELF marketing. Whenever you decide to get into any sort of business or pursue anything, just ask yourself, is this